the club have had a bit of time, haven't they, to be thinking about a decision, but they're running out of time now. They're going to have to call this one way or the other.
Well, I hosted our weeknight phone-in this evening, and a lot of supporters just told me that they want clarity, that they feel like, you know, they pay their money. The debate is raging on in the national media, not just on a local level now. We're seeing it reported on the television, on national radio, and they want to know what's going on. Sheffield United will be playing Bradford City tomorrow. I think it's fair to expect that there's going to be some element of chanting at that game involving Ched Evans, and there's a lot of supporters who just feel it's about time. He's been released, that they probably have all the information they need now to make a decision on this, and that they want to know what's going on.
And is there any type of barometer as to what the fans think in terms of, do they want him back or not? Any sense? Obviously, it'll be divided opinion.
There is a sense, yes. There's a very vocal group of fans calling our show and interacting on social media and obviously the internet chat forums, making it clear that they want to see Ched Evans back at Bramall Lane. You know, as I mentioned, some fans are already chanting his name in the stands. Equally, these supporters have to concede there's also a well-sized group of people who don't want him back, and there's yet another group that are either indifferent or would only welcome a return if he's able to force through a successful appeal against his rape conviction. So there's an awful lot of opinions out there. It is impossible to say what is the majority. You could say, well, there's a lot of people calling for him to return, but maybe they're just the most vocal of the group.
A lot of people calling for him to at least be remorseful after he's been found guilty now that he's released, but he's not.
A lot of fans make that point to us. You know, we've had a lot of supporters saying that they just don't want him at the club because of that reason. Because, you know, you look at other footballers who've been in jail and then have returned to the game and have been remorseful and are trying to change their lives. You know, Ched Evans is fighting an appeal now to try and clear his name. So while he's trying to do that, that will be his main priority, presumably, as well as trying to earn a living.
And this news I saw today, that he's going to release what was being described as a profound statement next week. Is that right?
Yes, I understand that's true. He's going to release a statement on his website next week. I think that if the club haven't commented specifically on what they intend to do when that statement comes out, then I think it's almost certain that they will comment shortly after. I mean, the pressure will be on so much from a national level, as well as from the supporters here in Sheffield, to say something. And like I say, I think they have the information. Once Ched Evans has spoken, maybe it's up to him to speak first, and then the club can make the reveal as to what they plan to do.
OK, Rob, thank you very much indeed. No matter where you are in the UK, I'm very interested, actually, in what you think about this. Whether you're into football or not is what I really mean. Pick up the phone, 0500 909 693. So you'll have heard this debate unfold over recent days. Ched Evans, a convicted rapist, but he has served his sentence. So should he be able to go back to work, essentially? Or are you really saying that he should not be able to be employed in that type of activity ever again? Does the punishment last forever?